Hey everybody, this is Brian from Surf Guru with your Wipeout Wednesday and Thursday Surf Report, brought to you by C-Spec Sunglasses. Looks like we have a little knee-high wave out there with a couple bigger sets in the right spots and the right tides. Looks like coming in about 8 to 9 seconds from the east, and we have some gentle onshore winds that are going to be around for most of the day, but it's still keeping things pretty clean. North side of the Cocoa Beach Pier was holding a little wave this morning, and that's at low tide. It usually does a little better at high tide, but there were definitely some longboarders out there getting a few waves. For Thursday, the knee-high waves kind of continue. They start the day. We may see a little background bump start to fill in between Vero Beach and Daytona Beach on Thursday, and that's a precursor to a swell that's going to start showing up on Friday and should be filling in most spots by Friday. It's nothing super big, but we may see some waist-high surf out of it. And like I said, it'll be filling in most of the day on Friday. It'll stick around for Saturday, and depending on your spot, it's either going to start to kind of drop off and give leftovers on Sunday or Monday. This is all from that little disturbance we had kind of offshore in Florida that everyone was kind of getting excited about, but there really wasn't too much to it. But we have another wave that's coming off of Africa right now. Again, this one doesn't look like it has much of a chance either, but we're going to keep an eye on it anyway, see if it could possibly bring us some surf. So I'm going to be swinging by the satellite beach camera again and seeing if I can get that up and running. They changed up the network there. It's not really conducive to the way the cameras works. So I'm going to see if I can get something kind of set up there. After I get that knocked out, I'm going to be heading up to the Ron John store in Cocoa Beach, Florida. It's their 60th anniversary of their flagship store up there. So they're going to have like live music, games, giveaways, activities, all kinds of stuff. So I'm definitely going to hit that up and check everything out. I'm going to try to head up to Jacksonville Beach tomorrow and take a look at that camera. The internet has just been really wonky up there since those lightning storms. And I'm going to see if I can't get something figured out to get that camera back online. I'll be checking back in on Friday, and until then, be sure to check the cams. That's always the best way to know what's going on in your favorite spot. And hey, everybody, thanks so much for checking out Surf Guru.